This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Southland band playing Rocky Top, Smokey leading our boys.
Kick off hour number three of the program. On the back of my neck, missing any portion of the show, hours one or two, check out the podcast. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Get those directly to your device. What a day. What a week. Happened what, Monday? Is that when they had the...
when we fired him?
Wasn't that Monday?
Yeah. Been a long week.
It feels like a month. It really does.
But a good month.
Do they announce the hire at the press conference today?
Man, that'd be so awesome. I mean,
well, what does he do when he gets asked that question, though? Have you already talked to who you're going to hire?
Well,
what would you do if you were him? I know I have my answer. I'll let you go first, though.
If you think you've got it, I would tease it.
Recruiting's been good.
Good. Program better.
Yeah, I mean, I would want to set realistic expectations. You know, if it is going to be like to next Wednesday, I would want – it depends on when I expect to announce the hire, even if I already have the guy lined up. But my answer would probably be like, well, obviously that was a big part of my hiring process was what we're going to do with the head football mm-hmm. coaching position here. And, you know, I've already been working very hard on that as soon as I knew that I would be announced – or as soon as I knew I got the job as athletic director – and so I would say we're in the final phase of getting that deal done, and then I wouldn't put a timeline on it. I would probably tag it with something like, you know, we do want to move quickly and get that in place for the betterment of the football program and the athletic department, but we are going to, you know, make sure that we take enough time to get it right because that's the most important thing. There you go.
Per John Bryce on Football Scoop, Danny White told Tennessee on Wednesday night that he has an offensive coach ready to go. Ready to go. And that apparently the name he gave them helped seal the deal quickly for Tennessee and Danny White.
That makes me think it's not Lane Kiffin.
Now, do you want to hear the name?
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Wait, start over.
No. Pay attention.
You may guess?
No, you'll never get this one. You might. It'd take a little bit.
Did he recently coach at South Carolina?
No.
Tony Elliott.
Tony Elliott.
Never going to get it. Boom.
I told you during the break.
No, you didn't.
No, I thought maybe I did.
I legitimately...
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
I saw something else that made me wonder about that. And
as multiple college football sources on Thursday told Football Scoop, a name to potentially watch in the Vols head coaching search is that of Clemson offensive coordinator Tony Elliott. 3 years ago, after Scott Frost led UCF on a 13-0 season and left, apparently Danny White had interest in hiring Elliott to replace Frost. He eventually went with offensive coordinator for Missouri, Josh Heupel. But sources said that White developed a very strong respect for Elliott as a coach and a person. A college coach commented and said, Tony Elliott, there is not a better person in the world. He is top shelf. He's just as good of a person as there is. He definitely has the resume and has done the stuff you're supposed to do to get a shot at a job like Tennessee. Everything except, well, I don't know. Has he been a head coach ever?
No.
Okay.
No.
South Carolina State wide receivers coach for 2006 to 2007, wide receivers coach at Furman from 2008 to 2010, and then he's been an assistant in some capacity at Clemson since 2011, took over the offensive coordinator position solely in 2020, was co-OC from 2015 to 2019, but no, nothing against Tony Elliott, but give me Jamie Chadwell over him.
Really?
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Okay.
100%. This isn't like if you're going to take a risk, at least take a risk on somebody that's built a program before. Like, I like it. it is going to be an actual climb. Like, we are burned the ground and salted it. Like, we're having to start from the beginning.
I can't wait for that. Well, if he wins big here, then Clemson's going to steal him back after Dabo leaves.
Is that already where we're at?
Yeah, I mean, he played wide receiver for Clemson.
Jason brings up a really good point. So White had interest in hiring him at UCF, but he wasn't good enough. He wasn't better than Josh Heupel, but now he's
going to for Tennessee.
Yeah, and I thought, isn't that what...
That's what the Haslams did with Shiano.
And didn't Randy Boyd say something along the lines of, this is not a learn-on-the-job position?
They, like, want a proven winner.
They want a proven...
He's a winner, but he's not proven. The proven part's not there.
He's a winner at Clemson as an OC.
It wouldn't shock me if that was, like, one of the names that he gave him as, like, here's some guys I've, you know, that I've...
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Tony Elliott is a pretty smart dude, though. Highest team GPA on the 2002 Clemson team, and his degree was in industrial engineering. Wasn't like, you know, rocks for jocks or something.
Okay, it's announced today that it's Tony Elliott. What happens? What do you do?
Just wait and see. I don't know. I mean, with a coordinator hire, you just can't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, it's wait and see, but I'm not going to be optimistic.
I mean, he'll know the types of plays that work in college football. He'll know what it looks like to recruit on the biggest stage and get, you know, and load up a roster. He'll know what it looks like to win a national championship. He's done that, had that feeling, but Jeremy Pruitt kind of did all that stuff.
Yeah,
too,
if you're one of the 37 and listening, I need a flight tracks to Clemson, South Carolina. Let me know if
there's an airport in Clemson.
GSP is the airport.
All right,
Greenville Spartanburg.
Get on that 37.
Yep. I think I might know Tony Elliott's wife.
That would just be really weird, right? Like, if Randy Boyd got up there and said, big program-changing hire.
If you're going to say money's no object.
Not a guy who is going to come in and learn on the job, and then you get a guy who is going to have to kind of learn on the job.
I've just been told that there are no flights recently that have come from here to there.
Doesn't it worry you more that they took Jeff Scott, who was thought to be, like, you know, the more of the play caller, and he's not done well as a head coach? I mean, wouldn't that worry you?
Who's that?
Yeah, because wouldn't
Jeff Scott's on the coach's hot seat list?
Wouldn't Tony Elliott's only quarterback he's had to work with be Trevor Lawrence then as the OC? So I'm basically having to judge him with only having the best quarterback in the country.
Jeff Scott's at South Florida. He's number 28 in the coaching hot seat rank. He's only been there, what, 1 year, 2 years?
If the rumor is they have $7 million a year to pay a head coach and we hire Tony Elliott, I'm with you. Like, I'd be wait and see. Maybe he'll just win me over at a press conference. But that I'm not going to be nearly as confident as I would be with, you know, a Kiffin.
No, he Tony Elliott's next job is a job like UCF. That's why it makes sense.
Right, right.
Danny White
maybe
would have
that's
him on the
it.
List.
Maybe once Heupel leaves, he's gonna like put in a good word for Elliott down at UCF.
Oh, so Heupel's coming here and Elliott's going to UCF.
Yeah, that's probably
what it is. Is that what the deal is?
I did look back. Listen, I'm not necessarily in on Josh Heupel by any stretch of the imagination, but this season was not as bad as the 6-4 record looks. He lost by one possession to Cincinnati, Tulsa, like teams that did really, really well this year. Mm-hmm. And then everyone else he blasted. His other loss was like to BYU. So
we all know who the OC at Clemson was prior to Jeff Scott, right? Chad Morse.
Say no more, fam.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a bomb at Arkansas. It did not exactly work out. Mm-hmm. The players hated him too. Hated him.
Oh, you could pair Chad Morris and Kevin Still together again.
Rather not.
I love that, Davey.
Caleb tweets in and says this Tony Elliott stuff seems real smokescreeny to me. I hope so.
Huh.
Again, I'd give him a thumbs up and I'd sit back and wait. I'd wish him the best. That one probably not gonna boost ticket sales immediately, like some of these other names. So you take Chadwell over Elliott?
Yeah, I would.
I would, too. I would, too. What about Bieniemy? We go steal him from the Chiefs? Eric Bieniemy? Did you take him, Davey? Yeah.
It's going to be a current head coach.
Okay. That guy should be a head coach right now, in fairness.
He'll have the opportunity to take the Houston Texans job if he wants it. But that's the least attractive job in the NFL. So, like, they've also recently made the rule change to where you can do interviews if your team's still in the playoffs, which is kind of what I believe has hurt Bieniemy the last couple of years. Yeah. It's like, 2 years ago you were in the AFC Championship, so all those jobs have pretty much been filled. Then you were in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's going too deep, man. Going too deep in the playoffs. That's why Arthur Smith threw the game against the Ravens.
That's why it took this year for Robert Saleh to get a job.
Problem is Tennessee lost their Mahomes and Garantano, so that hurt.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, it's painful. Good point by you, Alex.
They're basically the same player.
Well, actually, you know, Garantano, number one dual threat. You know, a little bit more speed.
Yeah, JG was a little bit more highly touted recruited.
Huh, interesting. So Ole Miss apparently passed on Danny White back in 2012 and hired Rosh Bjork from in-house, who later ditched Ole Miss for the Aggies, and that's when White went to Buffalo. So does he have an axe to grind against Ole Miss for not picking him?
He might. I wouldn't necessarily say at the time that was a bad hire.
Like, no, that's fair. Bjork was – I thought Bjork was okay. I mean, he's at Texas A&M now. It's a pretty big deal.
Did he land Jimbo?
I think so. I believe so. Jimbo Fisher buyout. Did you hear this? Were you in the room when Alex read this during the break? You want to take a guess at what Jimbo Fisher's buyout is? Just throw a number out.
32.
$53 million.
50.
Saban's is only 36. I say only 36 because Jimbo's is 53. Ryan Day was what, 45?
Yeah, Nick Saban is fourth in terms of highest buyout.
Make that make sense. What was Dabo, 50?
Dabo's, even 50.
$50 million.
You hire a winner and you lock him up.
Who's the coach you have to worry about jumping to the NFL?
If you hire him?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Go get me that guy.
I mean, it
why is that?
He's a good coach. I'm not afraid of losing. He ain't going back to the NFL. Hey, I'm going to trot you out here for a 70-yard field goal. Let's see how it works out.
It'd have to be Lincoln Riley.
But the Cowboys were talking to him. But what's his buyout again?
30.9.
Yeah, that's right. A shade under 31. Yeah,
not quite 31, so we're good. We can
just
pay that.
$25,000 under 30, $31 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jared tweets in, says, all these reports seem to contradict themselves. I agree. Wanted to pay $7 million, get a proven winner, current head coach, and then the Clemson offensive coordinator don't exactly fit. He said, I feel like we should start figuring out who is a current head coach that makes sense to pay $7 million. Four.
Would Tony want to jump from Clemson? Not as a head coach, but as an OC? I don't know enough about Tony Elliott.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know enough either.
Obviously, this is a step down,
Doug
and I
Brooks
wouldn't expect it.
Makes a good
it.
Point. We don't have a Fats Cafe here.
It's a shame.
It's going to be a deal breaker for Tony Elliott, probably.
I doubt it, Davey. I mean, he played at Clemson.
Doubt he would want to jump?
I wouldn't think so. So apparently last year he was offensive coordinator and running backs coach, and then he just switched over to tight ends and offensive coordinator for the upcoming season. Fascinating. He did win, running backs coach of the year in 2017.
I mean, it's probably because they're putting more on him for play calling, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
They did land at the number one player in the country, or not country, but in the state of Tennessee is a tight end out of here that's going to play at Clemson.
That's great.
I did see that Ole Miss lost their tight ends coach yesterday. What if we steal Lane? You think Hudson Wolf can ask out of his NLI?
I just checked his Twitter. He hadn't tweeted in a couple of days, but his last like was, I think it was Cody Conrad putting the tweet out there of, I just got my offer from Tennessee, and it was just a picture from McDonald's bag.
Who tweeted that?
One of our fans.
Okay, he liked the tweet of the McDonald's. I thought you were saying he responded with a McDonald's bag. I was like, dang, that's a little cold-blooded.
This sounds like Danny White woke up this morning, had a cup of coffee, got settled in and got on the phone at 8 o'clock, and Tony Elliott's agent was just one of the guys he called, And Tony Elliott's agent went, leaking this bad boy. We're in the running.
Yeah.
Let's go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's probably talked to like eight guys this morning.
Oh, I'm sure. Josh tweets in and says, it is important to note that the coach is not mentioned by John Bryce. That's just a name that some of the sources, not directly related to Danny White, have given him.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe this is Tony Elliott trying to get a little bit of a raise.
Or just be in. Because when you just get a name in one search, then maybe next offseason you're in the next search. You know, it kind of works that
way. Let people know that you're interested in being a head coach if the, you know, the right fit. Okay, I got you.
One in Stripes says, you know, he pointed out that there is a Fats in Kingsport, not too far away.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What is Fats? Is it other than a cafe?
It's not really a cafe. It's sit down, just kind of.
It's a ristorante.
All American.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just a chain.
Can you give me a comparison in the area?
What it would have said Ruby Tuesdays before they completely died out. But.
So is it good? I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Ruby Tuesdays.
That was just saying style. Okay. It's like a Chili's, but with more, without the spice.
Well, it's Chili's. It's just going to have spice.
That's why I said without the spice.
Right. Sure.
I was talking about the style of the restaurant. It's about that size.
Without the spice.
Good burgers.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
So Cheddar's.
Cheddar's has a massive menu where they do everything, but none of it's good.
Cut the check.
Whoa. Their chicken pot pie is really good.
Come back and get some of your phone calls next. DMer says it's like O'Charles. That's like O'Charles.
Yeah, I heard someone say the chicken fingers. What you go with?
Somebody tweeted in to the station account and said premium mac and cheese at Fats is top shelf. Somebody DM'd and said there's one in Greenville, Tennessee, and I would compare it to Applebee's. I used to eat the one in between Greenville and Spartanburg when I was in summer at home in summers in college. And all I can remember is when I would get a burger and fries, I was pretty much useless for the for the afternoon my construction job. I'd try and sleep in the truck, so when we got to a job site, I would get
the
body going and get some work done. Yeah.
Brian says that if Peyton is really involved in the search, as I mentioned earlier, that Billy Napier might be the big fish, because apparently outside of Knoxville, Billy Napier is viewed as a big fish.
Oh, because he's turning down big jobs. See, he's playing hard to get. You know what I mean? This is like, I told you, like, if you want to be the top candidate, you can't just beg for it like Lane Kiffin and Hugh Freeze have done. You got to pretend like you don't want it and somehow go from, on our board here on 3 and Out, like the fourth or fifth option, all of a sudden you're number one because Peyton Manning thinks you're cool because you turned down Auburn.
I don't know, man. I want somebody who wants the job. I want somebody who
I do, too. I'm just saying, this is how the game works.
That's stupid.
I agree. Thank you for agreeing with me, Matt, on the restaurant.
Stop slandering potential sponsors. You're an idiot.
Yeah, I am. You're right.
That's just dumb. Man.
You can endorse them. Big chicken tenders guy, Billy Stats. He should rate all chicken tenders across town.
Mm. Remember I was going to do that dog days of summer where I had a hot dog from every restaurant in town?
Uh-huh.
I might need to pull that back out.
I already know who has the best chicken tenders. I don't need to go do that.
Oh, yeah? Who has the best chicken tenders in town?
Barley's.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever had them there. So you're in on...
Get them in the buffalo sauce with some ranch. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Like, do you get them tossed in it or dip on the side?
Yeah, I get them tossed.
Oh, really? Toss guy. I like and different sauces. I'm a dipper.
Tossing, you dip it in their ranch.
Perfect mix.
Cut the check.
Well, as long as the viscosity is different on the sauces, you can dip in the thick and then go into the thin and they don't mix. That way, maybe I want more buffalo on this bite. Oh, maybe I want some honey mustard. You can't do that. I can't.
Unattainable $7 million man. Matt Rhule. He's decided he just doesn't like the NFL, wants to go back to college.
I wouldn't hate it.
I'd love it. Wouldn't hate it. I mean, he did this at Baylor.
So,
and
yeah.
they were good in, like, what, year two? Or was it his first year there?
Nah, it was two or three. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Jamie on the horn. What's up, Jamie?
Guys left me looking for chicken tenders.
Sorry.
Yeah, my bad. That's on me, Jamie. I'll take that one.
Guys, if we have hired an athletic director yesterday that we were really excited about, and he's told UT that he's got an offensive coordinator lined up, and they jumped all over him, we've got another Mike Hamilton, Dave Hart type athletic director. And if we haven't learned our lesson yet about skipping over big-time head coaches and hiring a coordinator who's never been a head coach, then I'm out. I ain't gonna sit around and see if the guy can get it done. I can't afford to put my emotions out there anymore for these idiots.
Well, this is just a little report, Jamie. No need to get worked up yet. You know, I mean, if it happens, go wild. But you know, this is probably just Tony Elliott saying, "Hey, drop my name in that Tennessee search."
Yeah, I just can't see that him saying, "I've got an offensive coordinator lined up that really looked good when, like you said, Davey, the best quarterback in the country." And Tennessee was like, "Oh, okay, who can't hire an offensive coordinator?"
Not to mention he already turned him down at UCF. Like, he went with Heupel over Elliott. I know he's really he might have been really impressed by him, but he wasn't good enough for the UCF job. And now that's the guy. I don't buy it. You don't swing the bat and hire Danny White, pay the $2.5 million buyout, give him 1.8 a year, and then you hire an offensive coordinator?
Maybe it's Bob Stoops and Tony Elliott.
I can get down on that. Okay.
It's like we got Tony Elliott in the wrong spot. He's actually stealing him to make him the OC here.
No, it's OC / associate head coach in waiting.
Right.
Or head coach in waiting.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. We're just having fun, Jamie.
I've been saying the only box you need to check is to be able to scare the hell out of the rest of the teams in the conference, and there's really only one name that does that. And I gave the Doug Dickey analogy yesterday. I don't understand what we're – you know, if they get up there and announce anybody other than Lane Kiffin, unless it's Hugh Freeze, I just don't see what we're doing. And I don't know about a lot of other fans, but I'm not going to get riled up about it. I'm just going to move on. I can't afford to do that anymore. I've given all my life to him, and every Saturday in the fall to him. It's not going to – if we don't care any more about it, then that would be the most Tennessee thing, though, is to hire, the athletic director of athletic directors and then go hire another bum.
So you do like the athletic director hired, Jamie. Can I just get that on the record?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
All right.
Couldn't be more happier. But, we went out and hired a coordinator who looked great, a defensive coordinator who looked great. When you had NFL players recruited for him.
Right.
So we're really going to run down that. We're going to not learn our lesson and hire another coordinator who looks great when he has NFL talent in front of him? This doesn't make sense.
Just a rumor. I just got a DM that said, hey, let's not forget Football Scoop also said it was going to be Mark Ingram or John Gilbert for AD. So, people are putting their lists out. They're writing their articles. I'm with you, Jamie. I would not be running in the streets and celebrating if we hired Tony Elliott. Could it possibly be good? Yes, but I'd be in wait and see mode. You hire Lane Kiffin, and it's going to be a damn party.
You got that right. You see orange flags flying in the winter and spring, me included. I hope you're right. I just, I'm sitting here thinking, if he told Tennessee, if you hire me, I've got Clemson's offensive coordinator lined up. And then Tennessee going, are you kidding? Let's hire you. I'd be shocked, but I'd also be like, yeah, that's Tennessee. That's Tennessee. We passed up on Bruce Pearl, and hired Konzo, not Konzo, but Donnie Tindall. And who we never vetted. Dave Hart came in here and waged a war on women. Things that we've had to sit through and be a laughing stock, we could actually be trending on ESPN. We would be the center of attention.
Mm-hmm.
We would, if we hired Lane Kiffin, we'd be the center of attention. Our recruiting on the offensive side of the ball would be freaky good. It wouldn't even matter right now. He would turn whatever quarterback we've got on campus into a better quarterback than they are right now.
Could you imagine 3 years of Caden Salter?
We've seen it at Ole Miss. We've seen it here. Say what, Dave?
Could you imagine 3 years with him and Caden Salter? I say three because that's all you'd need before you jump to the NFL.
Just a
you know what it'd be, Davey, and Houston and Nate. You know what that would be? It would be for these fans today to get a glimpse of what we got to enjoy. You know, I'll be 50 this year, and these poor guys, man. Even my son, he's 25. He's never enjoyed. You know, he's never seen a football season like I've seen. You know, pounding everybody's eyes shut. The only real game of the year is Florida. You know, and I remember in 98 when we got past Florida in overtime, I was, you know, of course, watching the game like everybody else at a bar going crazy. And I was telling my buddy, I was like, let's see now where we go. You know, here's a season where we've beaten Florida. Let's see what we can do with it. And by damn, we did, you know, that's what you do. You get past your biggest rivalry and you stomp everybody else's eyes shut for them. You get a chance to go play for the, you know, the glass football, but. These poor people around here have had to been told belt bowls, man. It's not been done around here in 20 years. Enjoy.
Tax Slayer Bowl Championship.
Five-star hearts. Yeah. But anyway, guys, I'll get out of here. I just want to put my 2 cents in. We've sat through enough. They didn't fire Pruitt for a month. You know, we all were sitting around wondering if it's actually going to happen. And let's be fair, they weren't going to get rid of their 3-7 coach. They weren't getting rid of him.
Nope, they weren't.
So their hand was forced.
It's embarrassing.
But I gotta say, I really – I'm trying to be optimistic about Donde Plowman. Randy Boyd, really, he embarrassed the hell out of me with his whole, you know, we love you as much today after you destroyed and created this football program as we did when you were winning national titles. You know, you didn't have to say that.
No.
You didn't have to. You could have been respectful without saying that idiot left us in a better shape. But anyway, that's my 2 cents. I just can't see it. I've got a coordinator lined up in Tennessee going, oh, really? Let's get you.
Yeah.
And pay that kind of money. So we'll see. Y'all, what do you put the percentage on him announcing a head coach today? I mean, we moved pretty fast on AD.
No, I think he'll give the new coach the new week. I mean, I would think Monday is the earliest you get the head coach announcement.
50-50, yeah. Jamie. It'll happen or it won't.
Yeah, I guess it takes a little longer to actually hunt down, interview, and hire head coaches. It would be for athletic director. At least that is in my head. So, anyway, y'all have a good week and be safe out there.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks for the call. Donnie said, hard to think you'd spend $1.8 million on athletic director to spend $2 to $3 million on a non-experienced coordinator as a head coach, JMO. Does that make sense? We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here. Hour 3 continues live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio.
Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed. Down and out.
Listen up, football fans. Perfect way to make the AFC-NFC championship games more exciting this weekend is with a same-game parlay from our friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Same-game parlay lets you combine multiple bets from the same game for an even bigger win during this Sunday's AFC or NFC championship game. You can combine the money line, over-unders, player props, all in one parlay, and best of all, FanDuel is letting you protect it. That's right. You can place a three- or more-legged same-game parlay. Maybe a four-legged stool like Plowman and the Vol Brass now. Get up to $25 back if you fall one leg short with the same-game parlay insurance only at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Use our promo code 3OUT at sign-up. That's 3-O-U-T. That lets them know we sent you. And there's tons and tons of reasons why we love the FanDuel Sportsbook app and have you know, we'll have our same game parlays ready to roll this weekend. Lots of all those player props will be out. I mean, they'll have a ton since there's only two games this weekend in the NFL. So play along, tons of product features, and the same game parlay is one of our favorites. And when you win, you get fast withdrawals. FanDuel pays your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
UT Knoxville official account just tweeted out something a little interesting.
Hold on 1 second. I missed my 3x2 bet yesterday.
Oh, no.
They had two options. They had the Lakers game and the Milwaukee game. I took it. Did not hit. They didn't hit a three for like the first like 6 minutes, it seemed like. They hit three for the New Orleans-Utah game. I didn't bet it.
You really interrupted me to tell everyone you lost on gambling?
Yeah, but that bet's usually been
water's wet, right?
Been top notch. Oh. I went 3-2 last night overall as far as games. My model's hitting at 60%. We'll take it.
Just let me know whenever you're done.
Did you watch the games?
No, not last night. I watched the Tampa Bay Lightning game though. For that was like on NBC Sports Network. I've gotten into hockey 2-1 on that one for the model. So 66%.
I'm sure our audience is just loving this.
You're about to talk about a bridge.
It's a train bridge. A train. UT Knoxville sent out a picture of a train bridge.
They did.
This morning.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just to highlight the fog.
I even saw it.
I couldn't even drive.
There's a billion other things you can take a picture of.
I couldn't even see on my way to work this morning. It was very difficult.
You're not wrong, Houston.
Callum brought that up.
It's a train.
Their previous
is
tweet
it the
was yesterday.
Y'all are the just lane train.
Setting yourself up for failure. Ooh, that's a really good bet right there. I'm going to take that one.
The last tweet they had was welcoming Danny White. Then this morning, it's a blue misted train bridge. Blue, almost Ole Miss blue.
Getting risky with it.
It's a little navy, a little powder blue there. But it's a train bridge, one that trains.
Pat's picks, Packers -2.5 and Chiefs -2.5. I'm going to +210.
Brutal.
Let's get a little risky with it.
Is that a tease? Or is that just...
It's just a coincidence you're trying to find.
I don't know where you see powder blue in this picture.
It's like a light blue up top.
Vol Blood says, we're not hiring Clemson's OC. Danny White already throwing decoys out. Smooth SOB.
Why? We don't need decoys. I don't need anything. Other than the facts.
It's a pretty picture.
Is it?
Yeah.
You think that's a high-quality photo, just some water and fog and a bridge you can barely see?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think there's anything else they could have taken pictures of?
It's artsy.
You got the reflection of it bouncing perfectly back. Yeah, it's a great picture. The water still as could be. That's high-quality photography.
It's a train bridge.
I need someone with... certain skills to analyze this picture. See if there's like a breadcrumb in it. Like, if I zoom in really, really close, does it say, like, Kiffin? Actually, I might have just found something. I'm about to get on that.
We're opening up a crestigation.
Not your best word.
I don't know. I kind of like that one.
Of course you
Increstigation. All right, I'm really...
You spelled Mike wrong, Nate.
I am as far in on pixels as I possibly can here. I'm not seeing anything.
Oh, okay. They don't know. The UT person around the UT account doesn't know.
They might.
But
let's see what their other tweets are recently.
That means we're definitely
not
getting him.
No, I just told you
right.
They welcomed the chancellor yesterday.
That means we're not getting him right.
What do you mean?
We're not getting Lane Kiffin if they're sending out pictures of train
Look, bridges. maybe it means nothing. Maybe it really was just a, hey, yeah, here's an artsy picture of a train bridge.
All Kiffin rumors are presumed true.
This is like...
before that's about a cannabis texting study.
What? Oh, nice.
Interesting. This is like John Curry's bleep-eating grin when he was asked if he had a coach lined up.
Well, that's a Tampa Bay coach.
The last picture they sent out was January 20th when they were welcoming students back.
That's not possible.
2 days ago.
You know, Joe Brady is an offensive guy, and I mean, you can pay him $7 million if you want, I guess. What do you think about that? What if Danny White knows that the only reason that LSU was so good last year was 100% Joe Brady? And he's like, look, I can help this guy get people to recruit. And obviously, I mean, he was recruiting at LSU for a year. But it's like, I can help this guy with the rest. I just need I want the smartest offensive guy on the planet, and it's Joe Brady.
They passed on Brady for the OC of the Colts for the Eagles job.
You said that kind of weird, but
probably said that wrong. The OC of the Colts is now the head coach of the Eagles, and they passed on
Joe Brady
for that guy.
For the head coach of the Eagles.
Well, you said earlier, Davey, a coach that you would worry that the NFL would come in and steal away, and Joe Brady would definitely be that guy.
Yeah, if he has success, they would definitely want to use his sense of, he is a top-notch offensive
dude's
guy.
Dude's 31.
I've been asked to
How old was Lane when we hired him here?
31. Maybe 32. Maybe 33. Something like that. Someone told me to please read the caption of the train bridge picture.
Yes.
And it says, "This morning's views were a whole mood."
What? So kind of cloudy, but there might be a train coming. Maybe not. No, dude, trains don't run on that bridge, right? Like, for real anymore.
I think it's out of service.
Yeah, pretty sure it is. Live out that way.
So, I mean, does that not describe us perfectly? We want the train.
But it's not coming?
But it's not coming.
That's mean.
We may need a whole post. Billy,
wouldn't you just be better off saying nothing at all? Like, if that's the best, like, here's how we're going to leak it to the fans that Kiffin's not coming, train bridge.
Yeah, it is Tennessee.
I don't think trains go on that bridge. Do they?
I don't think so.
They might.
I don't think they do.
I don't know. Is that bridge?
Go sit up there and
find
out.
Feels like Ghostbusters, too. Like, oh, no, these tracks have been out of commission for years.
How far is the drop?
37 feet.
Yeah. No, I think the mood is you might get the train, but you might not. It's foggy.
Interesting.
We've shaken the ball, and we're looking in to see who the coach is going to be. And there's the opportunity.
I'm with Davey. It might just be nothing. But the whole.
Oh, so when I get in on the conspiracy theories, it's nothing. When you're
no, no. Enter into this world with me.
Okay.
Danny White introduced. Chancellor Plowman sitting over there, big smile on her face. Randy Boyd just stoic but smiling, of course.
It'll happen in exactly 3 hours, 5 minutes. No, it won't.
15 minutes.
Yep.
And then Danny takes some questions and. They have a planted question. Yeah, you're not good with numbers. We get it. Danny, do you have any idea who the head coach is going to be? Have you done any interviews, conversations? Yeah, I got him. And Lane Kiffin tap dances out from behind the curtain. I mean, it'd be pandemonium.
Lane breaking out a little Irish jig.
Perhaps an Irish jig. Why? What is it? Is that like a Notre Dame thing?
No, I just... Oh. The only dance term I really knew.
Oh.
Well, for Danny Boy.
The pipes.
It's an Irish song.
I mean, the train thing is just weird, right?
Never assume conspiracy when incompetence is at play. I mean, like, I just think whoever runs that account saw it, thought it was cool, took a picture. Or are they just saying that right now we're in the fog... But the sun will come up and it's about to lift, you know, with the fresh start.
Okay, maybe.
Whoever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, could be.
We got Danny White and things are. You know.
I've just been informed by a friend of Joe Brady that he has no intention of getting back into the college game.
Well, there's that.
Lane train. Get aboard. Or the Chavo Choo Choo. Whatever.
The gap in the middle of the bridge.
Yeah.
Like with the rails on the siding, kind of makes out to look like a football field, little mini football field.
We definitely need to block that.
What's this? What is
that?
Oh, that's funky. Come on. Oh yeah. Kiffin. Are we overhyping this?
Of course, we do a radio show.
I don't care. Living your dreams, right, Dave?
Say that on the air.
That's what Jake B just tweeted in, and it's a train bridge, a train lane, if you will, over fresh water. Joey, fresh water.
Has he ever admitted to that?
I don't know. Love it.
Everybody's photoshopping it. Travis got fog is lifting a bit. She's got Lane whole upper body. Callum's got the one with his face down in the water.
It's hidden, just lurking in the fresh water.
Yeah. What was that called? Like the woman in the. I can't remember.
Lady in the Mist? Something?
No. Oh.
Lane has addressed the Joey Freshwater.
Oh, yeah? What'd he say?
He said he hasn't used that specific name, but he's used Jimmy Chestnut.
Jimmy Chestnut? Okay.
Jimmy Chestnut. This is a game of telephone. Somebody said Jimmy Chestnut, and somebody heard Joey Freshwater.
Yeah. Oh, man. How are you going to do that? They're good at social media over there, occasionally. Right? I mean, they got smart interns. They got clever people.
I'm telling you, man. But this isn't – that's the main UT account.
I know.
That's just some person that was like, oh, that's a gorgeous picture.
They probably don't pay attention to football.
What a mood this morning.
They just tweeted yesterday about the chancellor.
Mm-hmm. That's a big hire.
This would be a big hire?
They don't
Lane
know.
Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, but they tweeted it after it happened, not putting out smoke signals beforehand.
So you're telling me that somebody got to campus today – walked down to the river, took a picture of a train bridge.
Probably pulled over
on
the side
of the
road.
Yeah,
yeah, probably.
Just love the fog.
It's artsy.
It's not even a view of anything. You can't even see the bridge. Barely.
It's a foggy mood.
You don't.
If we don't hire Lane Kiffin, that person should be fired. Yes, I do.
Who's that person that always tweet at, like, art or not?
Oh.
Send that to him. Be like, is this art?
Or does it mean we're getting Lane Kiffin?
Is this art?
Who is that person?
A...
Who's that person? Someone on Twitter knows exactly who I'm talking about as I get a free bet. Nice. Okay, let's go. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, gosh.
It is. They knew what they were doing.
No, you think so? I don't.
No.
I don't. It's Tennessee, man. They don't know Jack.
Yeah, good point by Nate.
I don't know, man. Could be a new regime.
They didn't know Greg Schiano would be poorly received here, and you think that they took they're crafting every tweet perfectly with a decision making process across the entire university that includes the athletic director, who they haven't even officially announced at the press conference yet, that like there's some master plan. But if Danny White has transformed the university that much in the 14 minutes he's been on campus, then hallelujah, because we about to win all the championships. I just seriously doubt that.
It's growth.
Yeah, they're just going to magically hit the switch all at once?
Yeah.
Come on, Chris.
Everything we do is now perfectly calculated, from the UT Knoxville account to how Danny White ties his shoes.
I got one for you.
All right.
Ladruski was just looking up the top 50 head coaches in college football, and guess where Lane Kiffin is ranked?
21st.
37th.
Oh, baby!
We got trains. Now we got to track the planes and automobiles.
It's behind Gus Malzahn and Tom Herman.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a bad list. That's wrong. When the Fog Rolls In is a song by Train.
Did you see that? And it's got the California Highway 37 sign.
I'm sorry. What state is Lane Kiffin from?
Sunny California.
Mm-hmm. He wants the job.
He would say he wants it just to get offered it and turn it down.
David says there's no reason to put that on UT's account because that train bridge is technically not on campus. I guess it could be a view from campus.
She said that the Sun Sphere is also not on campus. They tweet that out again.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean,
that's
just
fair.
Said that's the mood. It didn't. It's. I feel like we need Will Stevens to break this down. He's the he understands the newer, you know, the kids, social media. They probably have somebody about his age running that account.
Maybe it's Danny White. Maybe he got access to all the Twitter accounts.
He wasn't even tweeting his own stuff yesterday. He's not going to do the whole city, the whole campus.
What do you mean he wasn't tweeting his own stuff?
I don't know. I saw somebody complaining that the university was already tweeting for him.
No, he changed his header and everything. Okay. He was on the phone with Kiffin. He had to have somebody tweet for him. He's busy.
All right, we have 1 minute, and I have a feeling that before we come back on air, the next coach at the University of Tennessee is going to be hired.
You think so?
You have, yes, I agree. Or I think that. Who is it going to be? We're running out of time, and I need an answer from everyone.
I'm just going to go with my boy. I think that Danny White does swing the bat, some big names, can't pull it off, and it's like, Jamie Chadwell, come on home. I know how to help you build a successful winner here. I got you covered. You run the X's and O's. I'll help you with the big stuff. Let's ride.
I would be very excited with that. I'd be elated.
I'll go Tony Elliott. I'm setting myself up for disappointment.
Set the bar low, be able to jump over.
We're going
to
steal Doug Marrone from Bama. I don't know. I'm not kidding. I have a very weird Kiffin vibe right now. Not just because
say
of the
it.
No, that's what I just did.
Nope. Kiffin. Say Lane Kiffin will be the next head coach.
I'm not saying that because it'll get cut and
everyone
will be like,
go ahead, say it.
No.
It's going to be Leopold, isn't it? Buffalo.
Poof. Talk about the Leopold train.
Oh.
The Lance.
Billy Napier.
That's it?
I say with disappointment, yeah.
Quite the Leopold.
What?
Leap.
It meant to be leap. Yeah.
What a great way to wrap up the show. Have a great weekend. The Blitz is next.
Apex Pest Control is your complete pest management